This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that as the country is becoming digitally connected on a large scale, the threat of cybercrime is also continuously increasing. During an interaction with the young innovators at the grand finale of the Smart Inter Hackathon 2024 via video conferencing, the Prime Minister said that India is one of the leading digital economies of the world. Lauding the young innovators, the Prime Minister said that all of them have a different vision for 21st century India. He added that their solutions are crucial for India's future and can transform the lives of millions. Mr. Modi also reiterated that today's India can move ahead at a faster pace only with the collective efforts of all. He mentioned that he always learns and understands a lot of new things whenever he has the opportunity to engage with young innovators. He also highlighted that when the country faces new challenges, young innovators come up with extraordinary solutions. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the National Panchayat Awards 2024 organized by the Ministry of Panchayati Raj at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. A total of 45 awardees were conferred this year under various categories, reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots governance and community development. Orissa and Tripura received maximum 7 awards each. On the occasion, President Murmu congratulated and appreciated the efforts of all awardees, saying that these awards are the symbol of the dedication and efforts of the Panchayat, which will always motivate for best work in the future as well. The President highlighted that nearly 64% of citizens live in rural India, so the development of villages and villagers is important to make India a strong and developed nation. Both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed heated exchange of words between the Treasury and opposition benches on various issues. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day, while the Lok Sabha witnessed multiple adjournments. When the Upper House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda demanded a discussion in the House over the issue of alleged links of Congress leaders with US-based George Soros Foundation. He said this alleged link poses a serious threat to the sovereignty and security of the nation. He accused Congress-led opposition of deviating the attention of the people from this issue by bringing a no-confidence motion against Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the opposition for the notices of no-confidence motion against the Chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Former Prime Minister and JDS MP H.D. Devegowda also criticised the opposition conduct in the House. Congress leader Pramod Tiwari accused the NDA government of making attempts to alter the constitution. Deputy Chairman Harivansh urged the protesting members to go back to their seats and allow the House to function, but in vain. Later, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House for the day. When the Lok Sabha assembled in the morning, the question hour was taken up by the House without any disruptions. After completing the business, the House took up 0 hour, in which Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi raised the law and order situation in Manipur. Responding to it, Union Minister Piyush Goyal accused the Congress of being responsible for the internal disturbances in the country. When the House met after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., the House passed the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 and later the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024 was taken up for consideration and passage. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla urged the members to confine only to the discussion and avoid personal comments, but the allegation and counter-allegation continued between the two sides, leading to the adjournment of the House for the day after repeated adjournments. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra today emphasized the importance of maintaining stability in a dynamic global environment marked by geopolitical tensions, climate change impacts, and political uncertainties. He said that the RBI will continue to prioritize stability in policy matters, adding that the central bank will remain alert in response to the current global economic and political landscape. And in women's cricket, Australia beat India by 83 runs in the third and final ODI at the WACA ground in Perth. With this victory, Australia completed a clean sweep of the series, winning 3-0. Chasing a target of 299 runs, India were bowled out for only 215 in 45.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.